This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to Squirrel Friends, the official RuPaul's Drag Race podcast. I'm Alec Mappa, and I'm here to introduce the queen of all things. Introduced? I almost made it through the entire thing without messing it up, and it's too late.
No, you're not doing it over either.
I'm not.
Because I'm Lonnie Love.
This is Lonnie Love. And where are you, Lonnie? Where are you right now?
I am in beautiful Las Vegas. Yes.
Did I ever tell you about the time I was in Las Vegas and I got into the elevator and Okay, first things first. We're going to talk about Secret Celebrity Drag Race, which is happening right now.
Yes.
But first things first, we have to talk about your Instagram. You have been posting the most glamorous glamour shots, but not like the old glamour shots that used to get in the mall in the 90s, but really, you look like a queen. Oh. You're so amazing.
You know, you are too sweet, Alec. I'm out here shooting a show for 3 weeks, and so I've just posted a little bit.
You look 30 pounds, 50 pounds lighter.
I lost 30.
Not that you weren't perfectly adorable before, but you look, the stuff that they're, are these your clothes?
Those are my clothes, and it's my makeup, and that's the nice thing about when you do Drag Race, you really get involved in your look. I wasn't ever, you know, even though I'm a female, I was never that girly girl.
Right.
I was always, you know, But ever since I started getting into the community of being with the queens and drag, it's like, I want to look glamorous. And this was an opportunity, being in Vegas, to be the showgirl, to have the hair,
yeah,
to have the outfits. So it's just been a wonderful taping. And how have you been?
I just got to look at this. Look at this one. If you go to Lonnie's Instagram, at Comic Lonnie Love, she has this red top.
It's a sequin.
Sequin top. And then this hair.
You know what? And bought that. That's a wig,
uh-huh,
that I went and just found because I wanted a whole different look, because most of my wigs are all straight. And I wanted a curl and I wanted a lace front with the ponytail.
Okay.
So it would give a different look. And then they said I look like a Barbie doll.
You look amazing. See, the thing is, like, it's a longer wig than you usually wear, and it's wavy,
yep,
and it's curly,
yep,
and it goes down to your boobs. And it is just, you look so glamorous.
Well, I have to thank the queens for that.
Yeah.
I mean, and also this week, I went to go see, in Vegas, RuPaul's Drag
Race
Live.
Oh, tell us everything. And?
Oh, Alec, you told me to go,
yes,
see it. I am so glad I had a night off.
Yeah.
And I went. I met Kennedy Davenport.
Ooh.
The other ladies were, when I say it's a fabulous show, it is like 90 minutes of fashion, fierceness, power. And they, I mean, when I say perform, and even the pit crew, I feel bad. The pit crew is like six fabulous men.
Ooh.
I mean, when I say they dance continuously with all the queens, the numbers are on point.
Wow.
The fashion is on point. And when I say the crowd loved them.
Oh, yeah, that was about to ask. Was it full? Was it full of people?
Oh, it was on a Tuesday night.
Oh, my gosh.
Alec, on a Tuesday night. If you ever go to Vegas, people, you have to hit RuPaul's Drag Race Live.
Yeah.
It's playing at the Flamingo. wonderful old time hotel. I had such a great time.
And you met Kennedy.
And I'm going to go back.
You met Kennedy.
I met Kennedy and we had a great conversation. I was telling her how Alec always talks about her.
Yeah. So you got to see the moves, her dance moves.
Oh, she flipped. They had fire. They had all kind of, it was like, it was great. Yeah. It was really
great. She does this one move. It's unbelievable every time she does it. She's back on her back arms, kicking one leg up into the air. One, two, three. And then she kicks both of them up into the air and she flops.
That's what she did.
It was, and every time she does it, the place goes bananas.
I couldn't believe it. It's such a good show. Yeah. And it, again, it shows the power of what RuPaul has done with this art form, where it's worldwide. And I'm like, you look into the audience, you see straight people, you see kids, you see young, you see old, and everybody is really, they're really enjoying themselves, and we had a real good time.
Did you go backstage and say hello?
I didn't get, because I had to go back.
Okay.
I had to go back to work, but I told Kennedy that I was going to come back and meet all of the queens, because they were all fabulous.
Okay, that, we're going to look for that on your Instagram.
You know I'm going to post about it. Now, what about you, my friend? How was your week?
My week was good. I talked to Taylor Dane. It was very exciting.
Was that exciting?
Yeah, we did the wrap up. You know, it's so funny. It's like we saw Taylor Dane at that benefit that we both did. But all of a sudden talking to her and talking about being in New York at the time that she became a pop star, it all came flooding back. And I got a little starstruck. It was really, really fun. But we talked about Secret Celebrity Drag Race. And you brought up this point earlier. You said a need for glamour. And it's so funny, like, we don't really talk about, there's not a lot of glamour in our lives, you know, for everyday people. So when you get all glammed up, because you talked about being influenced by the queens, when you have that hair and everything, do you feel, like, amazing? Because now I want to do it.
I mean, you know, it does.
Yeah.
It's not even about sexuality anymore. It's about feeling and being outside of yourself. It's about creating a character. And that's what I love about Secret Celebrity Drag Race, because they have so many different type of people that they don't even understand. You know, there was always this conversation about, can women do drag?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's like, yes, we can.
Yes,
you
can.
It's elevated.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, Cher, Dolly Parton, Carol Burnett, Tracy Ullman. I mean, these are all people who've done drag.
Google.
I mean, just, you know, the Carol Burnett show, or even Cher. You go to a Cher concert, it's like a drag show. It never stops happening.
I just want everybody to try it.
I mean,
it's a character. And that's what you're seeing with this show. Because I think that there is a difference between our regular RuPaul Drag Race and, of course, the elevated All-Stars versus the Secret Celebrity.
And
for me, because I actually did Secret Celebrity.
You did.
I didn't understand the process. I didn't understand all that it took and what these queens do.
Okay.
And then once I realized it, and as we talk about this episode, I could relate to a lot of what the celebrities in this episode, episode 3, were talking about.
Oh, let's get into it.
I was just like feeling it. Yeah,
but before we do, you have a little announcement. We have announcement after announcement on this show.
We have so many major announcements. RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars has been renewed for its 8th season. Congratulations!
Yeah.
Oh my goodness!
That's so exciting. So this week we're going to go over Secret Celebrity Drag Race, but before each show, we have a spoiler warning. Today, we are going to talk about the celebs' performances, we're going to talk about the winner and the bottom two, the lip sync for your life, and stay tuned till the very end, because who's going to be here, Lonnie Love?
The eliminated person.
The eliminated person.
The eliminated person.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna.
So I want people to listen all the way in case they didn't. I'm not revealing anything else anymore.
Lonnie is gonna talk about her extensive sex life that's been happening in Vegas during this time. What she can remember.
Oh
what
goodness.
She can remember.
You know, last week's winner for episode 2 of Secret Celebrity Drag Race was Poppy Love, and the bottom two queens were Electra Owl and Thirsty Von Trapp. Now, Electra Owl, of course, was eliminated and was revealed to be Taylor Dane. So if you haven't listened to that episode, go back and listen to it.
Yeah.
Alec did a fabulous interview with Taylor Dane.
Yeah, she told me it was she had a blast having all that stuff on.
Did she?
And yeah, she said that she got to explore different parts of herself as a performer because she's used to performing as herself. And I said she still had that stage presence, but she said that everything was elevated. Everything was like the volume was turned up 20 on everything.
Drag makes you step out of your comfort zone. It makes you step out of your glamour zone. If you don't feel like you're something, it's going to whatever it is, whatever the category is, you usually have to hit it. And that's why I love this. Now, if you have any questions for the queens or hot takes, remember to follow and message us on Twitter and Instagram, especially Alec. He needs followers, you guys.
I need followers. I was not on a talk show for several seasons like Lonnie Love. I've been toiling away on the Disney Channel and on guest starring roles here and there.
You have been working, my friend. That's all that matters.
I have been working. I have been working my little Filipino heart out. But follow me. And I do see that my numbers are going up on the Instagram. So if you're following me, thank
on
you.
On the Instagram.
On the Instagrams. On the socials. Okay. After this break, you with your gigantic followers penis. What is it? Like a million feet long? You have a million followers on Instagram.
The followers penis.
Lonnie has a great big Instagram penis. Okay, after this break, we're going to see which queens can make it rain and which ones are broke. We'll be right back. That's their cue to do that penis sound.
Oh, the sounds. Okay. We'll be right back.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful Beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
All right, we're back. RuPaul always makes an appearance at the top of the program.
Oh, this week, Alec, RuPaul just never misses.
She doesn't miss. This was another strapless gown. This one was kind of like a Jessica Rabbit colored sequin gown with tiny little straps. Sometimes she just has one shoulder. This time she had two shoulders. It was full length. She has the perfect hip padding. And she had this high kind of golden blonde wig.
That was perfect.
That is absolutely beautiful. Just beautiful.
And the makeup was just gorgeous. Set, beautiful. I love this type of dress, Alec, as a woman, especially being a plus size woman. It makes you, no matter what size, feel great. It hides anything because of the way that it hangs. And then it gives you that old school glamour.
Full length column dress. So great. The judges are Michelle and Carson. And then the mentors all came out kind of in animal prints. Each week they've been coming out in a similar theme. The first week they were all in orange, kind of citrus colors. And then the next week they were in this day-glow green, kind of a nuclear pistachio, if you will. And this week they all came out in animal prints. So cute. Jujubee was in a mini dress that had a side cape.
Yes.
So good. And exposing one shoulder. Brooklyn Heights had a full length with a huge slit up the thing with spaghetti straps and a long blonde kind of sheer wig. And Monet Exchange was dressed in a bodysuit that made her look like a lioness.
Yeah,
and it almost looked like she had a little chocha built into her crotch. Like, if you see it, it looked like, I was like, is she naked? No, that was just an illustrated, she has darker sequins in her hoo-ha area.
The joke was, you know, someone escaped from the zoo.
They bought a zoo. They bought a zoo.
Oh, it was so cute. And I like this opening. I look forward to it now from each episode to hear from the Queen Supremes first. And they kind of establish and give us what happened. You know, what are they working on? Yes. It's a great way to do this. I like that.
Yes. Yeah. And what the category is. And the category for this week is money, honey.
Ooh.
So it's all going to be numbers about money, honey. And they're going to be choreographed by Jamal Sims.
Yes.
Who choreographed the show that you saw in Vegas.
Yes.
So all those dancers were choreographed by Jamal, who is just dreamy. If you ever have a chance to meet him in person, please do. Oh. He's a gorgeous, gorgeous, lovely man.
Oh, my goodness. And I want to, hopefully, maybe we can get Jamal to stop through towards the end.
That would be great.
Yeah, because he's just a wonderful, I know when we were doing some Emmy campaigns, I was able to talk to him. And he has a great story of how he, you know, came up in the dance world.
How did he come up in the dance world?
I don't remember, Alec. That's why we need him to come
back. He has
back.
A great, fascinating story. I don't remember a thing.
It was 2 years ago.
Note to self, don't tell Lonnie Love a fascinating story.
How did he
come? She won't remember.
Oh, my God. You put me on the spot. What was his story?
What was his story? What was the name of his elementary school?
You know what?
What was the name of his first pet?
The first one up was Poppy Love.
Yes.
The song was 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton. And Juju beat her queen, Mom.
Yes.
Now, this is interesting because when I did Secret Celebrity Drag Race, it wasn't secret. It was just Celebrity Drag Race.
Right.
We did 9 to 5, but we did the three of us.
Oh, you did.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
It was Vanessa Williams, and it was Tammy Roman and myself. Mm-hmm. And then we did our take of 9 to 5. So this brought back memories.
Memories.
Yeah.
It triggered you. She came out, and she had this red wig and this long skirt, which she opened to reveal kind of a tartan panty. I can only describe it as a tartan panty. And her hips... Her hips and her boobs looked absolutely amazing. She did 9 to 5 like she was working in the office, and it seems like this is the third episode, everybody's hitting their groove.
Yeah.
Kind of like how a sitcom goes into season 3 and the entire cast is used to it and they're kind of bringing their A game and they're finally getting what the gig is about. And Rue was saying, find your inner queen. Poppy Love seems to have found her inner queen. She was a lot looser and more fun this week. And she's won twice. She's killing it.
The feeling that I got, though, that this exercise was more about a story than dancing. Mm-hmm. And so... In my opinion, it wasn't her strongest performance because it was more storytelling. But she did well. But you could
Lonnie
tell.
Lonnie hated it. Lonnie hated it.
I'm the Lonnie Love translator,
like Key and Peele when they do the Obama anger. Lonnie hated this number.
No, I was writing some notes and I was like, you know, it's like, you know, because even the judges kind of noticed, because they even said, they said, you got to sissy the walk.
Yes.
But you could tell that Poppy is a straight male. I'm just going
to
say.
I was about to say, you know, when the skirt ripped off and she did, I wanted more of a strut, like, ooh, my legs are showing, you know, let's go there. There is kind of like a, all of a sudden you remembered, oh, that's a straight guy with kids.
Right. Yeah.
And there's a difference. I think they want him to be more womanly.
Yes. Yes. And it's a difference. But, I mean, it was overall a great performance. Mm-hmm. Poppy Love knows how to perform. And like they said, they just, I guess, put more femininity into the act. I think that's what they were actually saying, which I agree with. That's what I was missing. So,
More womana. Next up, we have Millie Von Sunshine, who killed it last week when she did Robin's Dancing on My Own. And this time, she did a number where her makeup is really like she almost had a cold cream mask on her face.
Yes.
I think they're really trying to obscure her so you don't, she's not immediately recognizable. Her mentor is also Juju B, and she did Work From Home by Fifth Harmony and Ty Dolla $ign. What'd you think?
Well, what I liked about Millie Von Sunshine is that she has been doing different characters that you obviously see. Like last week, it was more a psycho.
Yeah.
But her issue, and she admitted it, was that she's not sexy. And this is the power of drag.
Oh.
Whatever your insecurities, are, it will have to be pulled out.
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of people feel like everyone is naturally sexy. Everyone's not naturally sexy.
No, not everybody's in touch with that.
And she's not in touch, and she admitted it. Mm-hmm. And she says, I want something to make me feel, you know, sexy. Are you naturally sexy?
I am not naturally sexy, but the very first time I did drag, when I was doing drag on Broadway, everybody treated me differently. When my big reveal happened and I walked out onto the stage under the lights, everybody was like, holy shit. Like, I was not used to being, because I'm like the clown. I'm the best friend. I'm the goofy friend. I'm the idiot. I've never been treated like the sexy one. You know, I've never been treated like, oh, I want to, he's got fat, you know? And that was the first time I was like, oh my God, the power of that, feeling that for the first time changed me. It made me look at myself in a different way.
And see, that's what she's going through. It makes you tap into a different part of yourself, which goes back to our earlier conversation of what drag can do. It's going to bring this out.
You're in touch with your sexy, right? You are first and foremost.
I wasn't for a while. Really? I was like you. I'm a comedian.
Yeah.
You know, and then you're the big girl. You know, you do self-deprecating jokes. You don't really, you know, you try to get to the laugh before they laugh at you.
Right. But as a woman, you must have gotten your fair share of attention. Boys kind of like, oh, you know
what
I mean?
See, that's what people always think. Oh. But you got to realize that as a comic, I'm always around men. Mm. And at a certain point, especially when you're a road comic, this is why it's easy for me to work the way I'm working. Now I'm working with a bunch of men.
Right.
When you work with a bunch of men, you have to establish yourself, to me, in my opinion, as a woman who is in control and you're not going to get ran over.
Okay. All right.
So it's a different persona.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily sexy.
Yeah.
It's about you want to be equal. You want to be equal. And to be equal, you have to be thought of as serious.
Right.
So you can't, you know, have this.
It's not
like,
submissive in a way that men, straight men, like, you know, they almost desexualizes you in a way.
Exactly.
Kind of like establishing yourself as a peer is what it sounds like.
Exactly. And that's what you do when you, for me, being a comic. And so doing it for over 10 years, you lose your sexy. You literally lose your sexy, and you just like, you wearing jeans, or, you know, you may wear heels or whatever, but you, because you're dealing with a occupation that is with a lot of men,
right,
you want to be considered one of their peers and not them hitting on you every 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but when you have to flirt, do you know what to do? Are you good at that? Are you
I do. I mean, as you get older, you figure it out. But, when you know, like this, whoever Millie Von Sunshine really is, which I can't wait for the reveal, we're going to see a different side of her, I bet, after all of this.
My way of flirting is I cut straight to the chase. I like go, are we going to do this or not? I got shit to do.
You give no, you give no lube.
No. I was like, listen, it's here. The buffet's set up.
You got to warm it up.
You're either going to grab a plate and a fork and a knife.
I don't believe that. During Millie Von Sunshine performance, she did get a little tripped up with her robe.
She did.
But she stayed on beat. Mm-hmm. But have you ever been performing and it's like,
And had a wardrobe malfunction?
Yes.
Yeah. I have gotten stuck in things. I was filming a thing in Vancouver where they only had two changes for me. And I had, it was a science fiction show in the 90s. And I had to run into the Vancouver Bay and rip off this jumpsuit that I was wearing. And as soon as I stepped foot in the bay and I started running, I fell. I face planted. And we had to start all over again. But I didn't give up. I got up and I started trying to get the jumpsuit off. But it took so long that they went, cut. We only have a couple hours. Get out of the water, dum-dum.
Oh, my God.
We've had enough.
Yeah. Well, but Millie Von Sunshine, I enjoyed her performance. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, it was just something about the beats and, I
don't think that song really gave her a whole lot to do, to be
honest.
That's
true.
I like that song. I don't think it gave her a whole lot to do.
Alex didn't like the performance.
I liked the performance just fine. I thought it was brave that she got out of the robe and that she moved on. But she did have a stink face afterwards, like, I fucked it up. And that's what Michelle picked up on. And they said, don't worry about the robe. I didn't like the song.
I
just didn't think that song gave her anywhere to go. All right, next up, we have Chick LaFay, who is coached by Brooklyn, and she did Bitch Better Have My Money. Now, I like this
song. I love that song. Mm-hmm. Bitch Better Have My mm-hmm. Money.
And she did it dressed as a Girl Scout, which I thought was genius. A Girl Scout selling Girl Scout cookies. And she had gigantic pigtails. Like a little girl, like exaggerated. They were exaggerated pigtails. She was wearing a little green, almost like a leotard, but it was shiny, almost like it was neoprene or mm-hmm. patent leather, and it had all the merit badges on it. She had gigantic boobs, white stockings, and then black Mary Jane platforms. I love this. I thought this was so good.
It was really good because it told a story, but also Chick LaFay is also another one that has like insecurities
about
being sexy and being campy. And that's the beauty of drag is that it brings both that out. And you know what? I tell people, I was like, just let it go. Like if you're having an issue, have fun.
Yeah.
You're on stage, just have fun. And that's what she actually did. And then I enjoyed the dance break because at first I was like, okay, is this just going to be
walking back and forth?
Behind? Yeah. Right? But then she did the dance break. I was like,
she
hello,
can really dance.
You woke me up.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
she can really dance. You know what it is? It just occurred to me while you were talking about the whole sexy thing. I think people are afraid of looking stupid, especially if you're a funny person. And all of a sudden, if you act sexy and people are like, what are you doing? Why are you... You know, that's humiliating. You know, I was always that boy who had somebody say, I like you as a friend. Do you know what I mean? I had enough experience. But that was my fault because I was always going after somebody who, like, wasn't giving off any signals at all. I mean, if you go after somebody who is really, like, into you. That is my advice, squirrel friends. Did you ever go after somebody who wasn't interested in you?
All the time. I still do. Idris Elba.
Idris Elba, you could break him down. You could, I think that
He's married now.
Who cares?
No.
If you could, I think that you could make you and Idris Elba happen.
That's not going to happen because I'm really good friends with his wife now.
Oh, shit. You ruined it. You blew it.
But you know what? This is the thing. When I interviewed Idris, it was a surprise. Mm. And then she wasn't his wife at first, but the girlfriend was there. But I asked him a question about getting married. Mm-hmm. And I was like, because he had always said, I'm not getting married anymore. I'm not getting married anymore. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But then when I asked him during the interview, it was a whole different thing. And then I knew that he was in love.
Oh,
I knew
God.
It. And they've been together ever since. And we actually meet up at times and hang out. And, you know, he's just a really good. But my thing is this. You never know. Like, you can assume somebody's not into you. You can at least give it a try.
Yeah.
I say, you know, you got to know yourself, though. If you know that your feelings get hurt, like, if you get rejected, then don't do it. But if you're a person that can handle a person saying, no, you know, you're not my type.
If you don't take it personally, if you're not somebody's type, that has nothing to do with you.
Right.
It has nothing to do with you and everything that, but, you know, whatever. It's like... Idris Elba. I just don't know how you could sit next to him and not dislocate your jaw like a boa constrictor and swallow him whole. He is
you know what?
So
he,
beautiful.
He gives that off, but once you, you know, get to know someone, which is what I did, now we're friends. And again, remember, I told you, I have worked with a lot of men, and it's like you have sexual tension, and it's like you learn how to make it dispel because you get to know that person.
Right.
And there's that respect, and there's that, you know.
Okay, one more question and then I'll move on from Idris Elba. I'm just curious. Have you ever said to him flat out, if you ever want to have sex, it's you have all the green lights. If you ever want to step out of this lovely relationship,
you know what?
I'm
this
girl.
Is the thing, Alec. When you like somebody, you don't have to say that. That person knows that. Like whoever you are crushing on or whatever, they know that.
Hmm.
You never have to verbally say it's always there.
Okay.
You know, the looks in the eyes, the licking of the lips, the panting. Hi, Idris.
The uncontrollable shaking every time you meet.
How are you today, Idris? And then when he hugs, she's like, and you hold on a little too tight.
He
got to throw you against the wall.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Sorry, Idris.
I could talk for the rest of the podcast about, like, Idris Elba and how beautiful he is. And how I would lay across railroad tracks in order to make that happen.
He's a wonderful guy. But I loved Chick LaFay's performance
Yeah.
in the end. So next up was Jackie Wood.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? This outfit Jackie Wood had on.
Jackie
RuPaul
Wood.
RuPaul said it was for Fredericks of Hollywood.
Yeah. It did look like a Fredericks of Hollywood. She was wearing a black kind of spandex outfit that had like spaghetti straps going across the front torso and going, and she had cutouts on the legs. There was something about Fredericks of Hollywood, all that lingerie, like that trashy kind of spaghetti straps with the open leg. You know, it's always about the exposure. She came out in something like that with a bright red wig, almost like Ronald McDonald color, and she did You Better Work, Bitch by Britney. All right.
We're going to talk more about it, but we're going to throw to a break real quick because we've just been talking and we'll
about
be right
too much
back.
About Idris. We'll be right back.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now. Meaningful Beauty, beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
And we're back. Let's talk about Jackie Wood.
Mm-hmm.
I like the song. I didn't like the performance.
What?
I didn't.
I'm just going to admit, Jackie Wood is just not a performer.
She's not a performer. I love the enthusiasm. She talked about that she's not a dancer. I get that.
Yes.
I mean, Jinx Monsoon won a dance challenge on All Star 7 eating a peanut butter sandwich. All dance challenges are really about bringing your spirit to things. But I love her bravery. She just seems self-conscious. She just seems a little self-conscious still.
You know, if I had to do it over again for her, I felt like in those heels, that body shape, it's like she just wasn't. Wear different shoes to make you move differently. And do more, like, you know, involve the story more instead of worrying about the dance.
Yeah.
And this is the thing, is because I'm not the best dancer.
Okay.
And the thing is, when you're not the best dancer, just have fun.
Have fun,
just
perform.
You know, and don't try to be perfect. Mm-hmm. This is drag. This is camp.
Right.
Stop trying to think about 1, 2, and 3, and 4.
Yeah.
And also communicate. You know, if you communicate to Jamal and say, I can't do this.
But I can act stupid.
I need something simple.
I can be silly. Yeah.
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 Pull it. Because it's still a competition.
Mm-hmm.
I want people to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a competition. So it's not yes, you challenge yourself. But also, I think at a certain point, you need to be realistic about what can you do and what you can't do.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? And so
yeah.
if you're realistic and you say, okay, look, I put on these heels twice and I'm not moving the way I want to move. Can we find another shoe that
right.
I can move in?
Right. Because the way she moved in these heels was kind of like, it seemed a little labored to me.
Yeah.
But what I love about her is she is saying yes to everything.
Yes.
I mean, this is a situation where you kind of have to say yes to it. And the energy, she had one lift where she leaned back and the dancers caught her. And I felt like that was her freest moment. Just so much
yeah.
fun.
Do the things that you know you can do. I mean, by this time in the competition, you've done 2 dance numbers. You've done
mm-hmm.
2 challenges. So this third one, I think she could have taken a little more control. But that's just
right,
my opinion.
Right. And if I ever have to interview this person, I want them to know I... I love what they brought to the performance. It just wasn't my favorite. That's all.
Okay. Well, you know, it's a competition, and we want everybody to be their best, and you learn through competition. So up next was Donna Bellissima.
Yes, and she is coached by Bonet, and she did I Don't Want It All by Kim Petras. Now, talk about storytelling. Donna Bellissima last week brought in she stomped grapes. It was a tribute to Italy. It was, you know, she always has an extensive storyline. This week, she looked amazing. She was amazing. In this very shiny A-line mini dress. She had big blonde Lady Bunny hair, which she later said was a tribute to Lady Bunny. And she had these little gold spike shoes with her small heel. And she did, her sketch was about a young girl with a sugar daddy and getting all this money, right? Yes. And it was fun, but the criticism was that there was just too much going on.
Yeah, it was a lot of props, and the props, sometimes you get overwhelmed, and it covers your face, it covers you, you can't see the lip sync, because remember, it's still lip sync, we still want to see you perform.
Right, but you know, she is... Like the earlier performance, she strikes me as somebody who likes being in front of an audience, who is an experienced performer, and I love her energy, I love her enthusiasm, and also I love that she's in competition because it shows that you don't have to be a certain size to be glamorous and beautiful. You could be a big girl and be... Mm-hmm. Fucking fabulous. And that's what she's bringing to this competition.
And if you look at the outfit, the way they designed the outfit, she has extra padding, like that butt in the back and things like that.
Yeah.
It's like, it doesn't matter when it comes to drag and performing. Be bold, be big, be beautiful. And that's just what Donna did. She was definitely a woman. The beautiful hair just looked like a big ball of sunshine.
She had a waist.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
It's all in the costume. And that's the thing that I'm learning. It's all in, you know, how you design. Look at your best asset and try to accentuate that, you know.
Your asset. Next, we have Thirsty Von Trapp, also coached by Monet, and she did Seven Rings by Ariana Grande. This was kind of like Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend, Marilyn.
I love this look.
This was beautiful. She had a kind of a Marilyn Monroe wig, but like this is the drag version of Marilyn Monroe, which means the hair is 10 times bigger. She was in a red leotard kind of corset, all glitter. Kind of like kinky boots, full-length red patent leather boots.
Just gorgeous.
Bright big bow in the back. And she looked beautiful. And she was sexy. Beautiful. She was beautiful. Sexy in this.
And she was having an issue with connecting with the audience. So what she did was she started in the audience to get her connection up. And that worked well for her. I think out of all of our secret celebrities, she has most improved.
I agree with Lonnie Love for the block. Bling! The secret square is Lonnie Love. That's really good. Yeah, this was really, really good. And she did the Ariana Grande song. She appears to be a young queen, so I feel like she was really into the song. The choreography was great. And you're right, it was the most improved. They said that she didn't smile enough, that she appeared kind of nervous in the previous weeks. This, she was smiley, she was flirty, and I think starting in front of the audience was a good idea.
Yeah, it definitely was. And we have our last secret celebrity.
That's right. It is Chakra 7. And Chakra. She did MILF Money by Fergie. I love this. She had a Cruella de Vil afro. One side was black, one side was white. And she had the leotard with zebra stripes in these straps that went across her body. And black patent leather boots. And she embodied this song.
Now, this
she
is my
killed
thing.
It.
Chakra 7 has not, if I'm honest, been impressing me.
Hasn't really jumped out at you. Yeah.
Yeah. And this week, besides the Thirsty Von Trapp, Chakra 7 has improved. She wanted to do something for mothers. She wanted, because she is a mother, and she wanted to show the strength of mothers and working. So in her performance, she was pregnant.
She was pregnant.
And that's what I mean about tapping in to you. so that you can bring out a better performance. And that's what she did this week. I enjoyed her performance. She looked great. She had fire. She had energy. It was what I was waiting on from her. So I'm so glad that she did it and she brought it out. And I think everyone else agreed right along with her.
And even after the number was over, she was still in it. She was still in character. I think she tapped into her own inner energy of being a mother, having had that experience. So like everything that she did this week was connected to something real. And it's like what you said about like when you do stand-up, talk about stuff that you've actually experienced, tell stories that actually happened to you in order to connect to something real. And I think that's what she did this week. And she was amazing.
Definitely. I mean, and all the queens did good, but of course, we're getting down to the wire. Mm-hmm. And the bottom two this week were...
The bottom two this week were Jackie Wood and Donna Bellissima. Now, before they were called out as the bottom two, they announced the winners. And the two winners this week, well, the first winner they announced was Chick LaFay. And you think that's it. And she was so excited. She was like shocked. And then they announced Chakra 7 tied.
It was a tie.
It was a tie.
How often do they have ties, Alec? I don't know.
Not a lot. Not a lot. I mean, historically, there have been ties in RuPaul's Drag Race. You know, I'm thinking of Tatiana and Alyssa Edwards doing Shut Up and Drive. I think Alyssa Edwards also and Roxy Andrews in I Whip My Hair Back and Forth, where they lip-synced to that together. That was a tie. So basically, if you're up against Alyssa Edwards and you're really good, they're going to crown both of you.
Definitely. I didn't agree with Donna Bellissima being in the bottom two.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, the judges chose her.
Yeah.
And they did do a lip sync for the life. Ain't nothing going on but the rip.
I love that song. Oh.
Ain't nothing going on but the rent.
Oh! Gwen Guthrie. I saw her perform this live at a club in New York when the song first came out. And we loved it. Yeah, she was so much fun. So she went up against Jackie Wood and Donna Bellissima. They both lip-synced the Gwen Guthrie song. And Jackie Wood was told to sashay away. And she was revealed to be Tom Felicia from Queer Eye.
Wow.
Yeah. Tom Felicia did all the furniture makeovers in Queer Eye and went on from that. Remember the original Queer Eye with Carson? It was so funny seeing Carson go, I knew that voice was familiar. Tom Felicia used to do all the stylings of the apartments and after the show was finished, had his own line of furniture, which I believe he still does. He's still an interior designer and now has his own line of furniture.
His charity was the Bone Marrow Foundation and it received a donation of $5,000.
Right. I'm in trouble now, Lonnie, because I wasn't a fan of this performance and now Tom Felicia's going to be on the show.
But this is the thing. You were a fan of the first two. So that's how you...
Is that how I'm going to approach this?
You clean it up.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to talk
that's
about
the
positives.
That's why you're
going to
talk to him. I'm not...
Also, I'm gonna let you. He designs furniture. And I figure if we become friends, I can get a discount or a free side table or something.
Just lean into that.
Okay. After this break, he's here, he's queer, and he's talking in your ear. Tom Felicia joins us next. We'll be right back.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful Beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Hey, And we're back. Now I'm joined by someone who proves even if you're friends with someone on the judges panel, it doesn't help you win the show. Please welcome back Jackie Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda, better known as Tom Felicia, better known as Tom Felicia, Jolly Good Fellow.
I love that. See, I always say, when people say, oh, wait, how do you spell your name? I said, it's like Felicia, but it's spelled F-I-L-I-C-A.
Was that your moniker in high school? Did people call you Tom Felatio?
No, I wish they did. I would have, that would have been great. I don't know. That would have changed things.
People used to call me Phallic Mop-Up instead of Alec Mop-Up.
Really?
Which was quite accurate. Okay, first of all, before we start, Lonnie couldn't join us today. She's in Vegas, but she wanted me to tell you hi.
Second of all, send her my love.
I talked a little shit about you early in the show.
I'm glad.
I wasn't super critical, but I also went on and on about the things that I did like.
Well, let me just tell you, let's start with this.
Okay.
First of all, there is nothing you can say about Jackie Wood that Jackie Wood is not fully aware of. She is 100% embraces. And she's like, yeah, look, Jackie is Jackie. Like, that was the whole concept. You know, when I was coming up with the persona of Jackie Wood, they were like, well, what names do you want to, you know, who's your character? So I said, okay, well, I think I'm going to look like an Italian girl. So like, I first was like Anita Prosecco, and they were like, okay.
Wow.
Then I was like Jackie Wood, like W-O-O-D. Then I was like Jackie Wood, W-U-L-D. And I love Jackie Wood because it was like, I wouldn't, but Jackie would. And I was like, that's who
Ooh.
She is. So Jackie was this sort of like, you know, they were like, well, who is Jackie? Where is she from? Like, what's she about? And I said, well, okay, so Jackie grew up in Chicago in a suburb. She used to go into the big bad city with her friends. She'd steal her parents' car, take them out drinking with her fake ID.
Okay.
I said, but she currently lives in Aspen. And they said, well, why does she live in Aspen? I said, well, because she went with her girlfriends on a ski trip to find like boyfriends. And she made such a spectacle of herself on the airplane. And she was overserved that when she landed in Aspen, the airline told her that she was no longer allowed to fly in any airline ever again. So she took up residency in Aspen, and that's where she lives.
And she currently works at the Goop store in Aspen.
Exactly. She's the one that burned it down.
Yeah. She lit too many of the vagina candles.
Exactly.
And
it was actually a cigarette.
Oh my gosh. I love that you have a whole backstory for her. You are officially the Meryl Streep of celebrity drag queens. How hard was it to keep your identity from Carson Kressley?
Well, okay. So first of all, I'm like, he was calling me the week before, like, hey, I'm in New York. Like, let's get together. Let's have dinner. I'm like, I can't. And then I was like, oh my God. So now when I'm in LA, I'm like off of like, you know, I'm like on my phone, turning every app off. And I'm like, you know, I would only go to friends' houses. I was like, I couldn't go out. I didn't want to know I was there. And so I took it really seriously because I was like, I wanted him to have that sort of aha moment where he was like, wait, is that Tom? You know what I mean? Like, because, so I said to him like at one point, like recently we were talking and I said, when did you really figure it out? He said, Tom, it was later than you think, because of all of the thousands of people I know in this world, the last person I ever thought that would do this is your pitiful ass. And I was like, I get it. I'm with you on that. I did not see this coming either. And I loved every minute of it. But yeah, I was like, it was awesome. And I was like, when this came to me as an opportunity, I was like, oh my God, this is hilarious, because A, the idea to surprise Carson. I love this idea. I love any kind of like surprise thing like that. So I'm like super into it. And I was loving that. Also, the charitable aspect, you know, I did a bone marrow transplant with my brother. I was his bone marrow donor.
That's right.
And so I was like, this is a great opportunity to give the Bone Marrow Foundation some, you know, sort of just recognition and some resources to continue to do what they're doing and save people's lives. So I was like, these are two really great reasons. In addition to that, I have never been in drag ever. I'd always thought like, gosh, I was like, you know, am I ever going to like dress up for Halloween or like what am I ever going to do this? I never did it.
As a full-blooded American gay man should do every Halloween.
So when this opportunity came to me, I was just like, that is another reason I wanted to do it. But then right. I have to say, in addition to all of those things, when years ago, when Queer Eye asked us to do Queer Eye, when they asked me to do Queer Eye, you know, it was one of those moments where you're like, oh my God, this is like a really amazing thing that will never happen again. Mm-hmm. And in my life, to me. And if I don't say yes to this and don't become a part of it, it's just a lost opportunity. And I just right. was like, you know what? I'll be asked to decorate houses a million times, but no one's going to ever ask me to do this again. And so yes. that has not happened to me. And all of the crazy businesses I own and travel and television shows and life, no one has ever asked me to do anything like that again until RuPaul Celebrity Drag Race. They asked me to do this. And I thought, you know, me doing this and me doing something I never have done before that I never mm-hmm. thought I would do is another great way for other people to understand stepping outside of what your norm is yes. also a great way to express to the world around you that we all have that opportunity to kind of do and be whoever we need to be. And as long as you're a great person, the world is your oyster.
Oh, wow. I've lost already. I'm not a great person. So I'm going to get like I'm going to get a plate of fried clams is what I'm going to get.
By the way, I love fried clams. I'll eat
they're delicious. They're
they
delicious.
Are. Not healthy, but delicious.
They're my favorite part of going out to the Cape. let's talk about your drag experience for a second. So
yes.
you gave us so much joy. Watching you in that step class is something that is burned into my memory forever. How did it feel as somebody who'd never done drag before?
Yes.
Two-part question. How did it feel when you saw yourself in full guiche for the first time? And how did it feel to do that in front of RuPaul, the queen of all drag queens?
So I will tell you that going through the process of going from Tom to Jackie and working with all of these incredible professionals, hair, makeup, wardrobe, choreography, I mean, it was incredible. The team, everybody, the process was amazing. Yeah, and just understanding what, you know, when you think about the girls that are doing this all themselves, you're like, how is this possible, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you really, it's an amazing respect for the art form and the layers and all of the creativity and the history and the ideas and the imagination.
Yeah.
All of those things. So it was incredible. That was amazing.
And seeing yourself in it, were you like, holy shit, who's she?
You know what? Seeing yourself go through it, the first, you know, was like, wait a minute, what's happening? Like, you were like, you know, you look in the mirror and you're like, wait a minute. Like,
it's me, but it's
shit.
Not me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
me, but it's not me, right? So you're kind of getting comfortable with it. But I will tell you, the first time I stepped out on the stage, the first show, I stepped out on that stage as Tom dressed up as Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
I was not Jackie. And the reason I wasn't is I didn't have the perspective yet of the stage, of Rue. I was intimidated because
okay.
you don't yeah. have that perspective. I'm not a stage yeah. performer. So I'm like going out on stage like, I hope I don't break my ankle. Like
right.
my bar was really low. I was like, don't kill yourself.
Anybody would feel that way. I mean, anybody, any professional.
Yeah.
I mean, when
yeah.
I hit the road and I do a sound check for the first time and I'm in a new space and I see the audience for the first time, it can be overwhelming.
Yeah. You're like, it's like right there. You don't mm-hmm. have the perspective yet. So once I did that, and as I was going on stage, they were like, Tom, they're like, now real quick, it's like 10 seconds per stage. But when you go on stage, like, don't talk like yourself. Like, try not to talk or don't talk like
no.
yourself or use an accent. And I'm like, I might try not to break my ankle, fall off stage,
yeah.
remember the lines, remember yeah. my choreography. Now yeah. I have to have an accent. I'm like,
right, right. Give me 10 more tasks to make this
yeah,
even
exactly.
more difficult. Yeah.
Right, right, right. And so I was just like, oh my God. So I go out there and I'm trying not for Carson to know who I am, trying to remember my words, all that. But the second time I went out on stage, the second episode,
mm-hmm.
which was the one that you were referencing, where I was doing my aerobics class, that is the one where I was like, that was Jackie Wood stepping out
her.
On the stage.
Yeah.
That was her. Like, that was
yeah.
like, that's her. That's who she is. You know, she's like this crazy aunt Jackie.
It sounds like she's here to stay, or she's in some alternate universe living her life, like she's with you forever.
She's on a booze cruise in Chicago, and the only reason she's there is because a friend of hers is driving. It's not allowed on airplanes anymore.
Well, you brought us so much pleasure. You were so great on the show. And I have to tell you on a personal note, I am a gay man of a certain age, and Queer Eye was a huge breakthrough media moment for us as queer people, for our community. We'd come out of the 80s where we were demonized and discriminated against because of the AIDS crisis. And then the 90s, we were still healing. So to kind of inject our joy and how beneficial we can be as a community to people was a big turning point, I think, in media.
I agree.
For all of us.
I agree. And I have to tell you, you know, what's really amazing is that, you know, this journey of people inviting everyone into their home. And when I say everyone, I just mean, I just think that if you watch what Rue is doing in terms of like, where we were, you know, when I first started with Queer Eye, it's amazing, you know? And when you think back to like the Dick Van Dyke Show, when they were, you know, trying to, you know, have a woman wear pants. I mean, like, look at where we are.
I know where we are. And it's necessary now again, Tom, because the right is the right wing is using the same language they used against us 40 years ago that, you know, that we're somehow evil and scary. And it's like, no, we're like Tom Felicia. We just want to make the world beautiful. Speaking of beautiful, we have to talk about your furniture for a second. I spent all morning on your site and it's porn. It's furniture porn.
You're so
there's
sweet.
One in that blue room that you have on the site, on the decorating site. There's a gold coffee table.
Oh, the round one with the black top. Yeah.
You don't sell that.
No, we don't make that anymore. But we did. Yes, we don't. But I can probably, I mean, if you need one, I don't know where we would find it. It would probably be secondhand at some level, but I could find it.
I'm just going to make something out of like, it, like I'll find something at the flea market and
I'll
plate it myself.
It's so funny that you love that table because I absolutely love that piece. It's almost like, it's almost like a faceted, like it's hammered brass with that glass inset tray. It has that little tray detail around it. And that blue room is really fun, isn't it?
I leaked a little bit when I was looking at that. Not to share too much, but I got
really
excited.
That's so funny. That's the library in Tribeca in New York. That was really cool.
Of course it is. I love that your style is so comfortable. I don't like going into a space where it doesn't feel inviting. Unless that's what you like. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
If you want to walk into the Museum of Natural History and you can't touch anything and you want your house to look like that, then that's fine. But that's not my aesthetic. I like feeling comfortable and welcome the minute I walk through space.
Well, I always say a great interior should have the same attributes that your best friend has. It should be fun. It should be approachable. It should be smart. It should be sassy. It should have, you know, it should have a sense of humor. It should have a
like
sense of fun and adventure. Like you should use the same language for describing your best friend as the space you live in, because that's what you really want. Like that's kind of what you're bringing into your world. And I think that's the message you're putting out there. So
I love it.
I love that when I go into a space and it feels austere and cold and, you know, and very self-conscious and beautiful, it's like, look, I respect it for what it is. I just don't want to hang out with it.
Yeah, like Kim Kardashian's house looks like a Black Mirror episode. I don't want to be in it. I'm afraid. Yeah. Well, listen, I know your time is precious. I love your aesthetic. My house looks like a bordello at Disneyland. And I once sent pictures of it to Vern Yip because it was featured on Apartment Therapy. And he was absolutely horrified. So I think I got it just right.
You're hilarious.
You're a delight. Good luck with your new house. I love that Jackie Wood is here to stay. And before we leave, I want folks to keep in touch with you. Yes. Where can we find you on your socials? Because if you go to Tom Felicia's Instagram, he posts all these thirst traps where he looks absolutely scrumptious. You're paddleboarding here shirtless.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Just delightful.
That's my dog.
You look like
my dog Lago.
Oh, Lago. Oh, I wasn't paying attention to the dog. You look like somebody I'd get drunk with and go home with in Mykonos. You know, kind
I love
of like,
it.
Well, I'm on vacation. Let's make this happen.
You know, I mean, I'm into it. I love Mykonos and hooking up.
I love it. Where can we find you?
You can find me at Tom Felicia, TomFilicia. You can just look at Tom Felicia portfolio, which you can see a body of my work. Sedgwick and Brattle, at Sedgwick and Brattle is my showroom in New York City. At Tom Felicia Home, the Tom Felicia Home Collection, which is my furniture line.
It's beautiful.
And I don't know what else. I could give you my phone number.
All right. We'll do that after we hang up. I think you should keep going with the merchandising and the branding, but it should branch out into Jackie Wood furniture, Jackie Wood clothes, Jackie Wood candles. I mean, everything for the Jackie Wood enthusiast.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what is that made out of, Jackie Wood?
All right, Tom, you're a delight. Thank you so much for doing the show today.
Absolutely. Big kiss. Thanks for having me. And I am blessed.
Bye-bye.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty, beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Alec, my friend, that was great and fabulous. And you got through it, my
friend. I recovered. It's kind of like, you know, I didn't really talk shit about him. I just said the things that I did. But I also equally talked about the stuff that I loved. And there was a lot to love there.
And your interviews are always good because you pull something out of them more than just this performance, you know. So it's like, first of all, it's a competition. Mm-hmm. You're going to have eliminations every week. There are going to be things that you have to say.
Positive and negatives. But I still want some free furniture, Lonnie. So I had to be nice.
I love it. You know what? We want all of our listeners, our squirrel friends, to give us questions or hot takes. You know, follow me, follow Alec, let us know. We'll even shout you guys out. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
You know, give us your questions. Let us know. What do you care about?
This week, I got a DM from this amazing designer, Perry Meek, who does a lot of Drag Race stuff, who listens to the podcast. And Perry Meek talked about the girl who I talked about at Crunch Fitness, who did the entire step class in heels. He's friends with her.
What?
Said he knew who she was. Small world. So
look,
it's a good thing.
You.
I said we were all scared of her because she looked crazy, but she was always fabulous. So send us your messages. Send me your DMs on the Instagrams. Tell Lonnie and I that we're both sexy because that's the part of our personality that needs to be showed up.
Obviously.
Yeah. You talk about the queens on social media, please send them love. If you're a true squirrel friend, you will post something positive about a drag queen you love today.
And you know what? Encourage. Send encouraging words, especially to our celebrities. Mm-hmm. Like they said, everything isn't in their wheelhouse, but let's be kind and say, you know, a good job. Thanks for doing it because they're helping. So, you know, and they're doing this for charity people. So let's be kind.
That's right. You know? Where can people tell you that you're attractive and sexy? Lonnie Love.
Comic Lonnie Love on Instagram and at Lonnie Love on Twitter. And where are you?
You can tell me that you want me in the worst way at Alec Mappa on Instagram and Twitter. Listen to Squirrel Friends, the official RuPaul's Drag Race podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you like this episode, make sure to rate and review us. 5 stars, please. And tell a friend.
Tell Idris Elba. I couldn't even say his name. I got too animated. Idris Elba. Oh my God.
Catch new celebrities.
Do you just call him Idris or do you call him Elba? Do you call him IE?
Idris.
Idris. Okay, catch new episodes of Secret Celebrity Drag Race Fridays on VH1.
And we'll be back next Monday for an all-new episode of Squirrel Friends, the official RuPaul's Drag Race podcast.
We'll see you soon. Bye, Idris.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles. Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ plus bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. You can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit lambdalegal.org. That's lambdalegal.org.